Okay, so we had a little gap from the last year, and in the last 2 years we covered quite a few ideas. So I'm going to give you a bit of a test before we go a bit further. Yeah, anyone failed the test?
Oh. Okay. I want it.
Questions. Okay. So we have a scenario like this. We have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, who all were successful people who bought land. They all bought land from the same person called Yankala. Yankala the Shemagul. Yeah.
I'm looking for him.
Why is he Shemagul? Because he used to have property, now he has nothing. He sold it all to Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Not only that, he had, on top of it, after selling everything, he had debts up to his head from a wife who's no longer happy with him, probably because he got rid of everything. Divorced, now she wants her to super. And he's got money she borrowed, living a high life, more than he needs. And as a Muslim, he's damaged under the... So he's got debts up to here, and he's got no money, and he sold all this property. Yankel and Shemazel. So he sold this property. Reuben, Shimon, Levi bought this property. Each then took a different quality. Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, Bet Shemesh. Okay, fine. Now, the people that Yankel, the Shemazel owes, they come to Yankel, and Yankel's got nothing. But you used to have something. When you owed me money at that stage, you did have something. Where's it gone? So he said, oh, I sold my land already to Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Okay, so where's the money? I spent it. That's why you're called Shemagul. Okay, so now the creditors say, okay, forget Yanka, we'll go to where the land is being passed on to. The third parties, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, we'll go to them. They'll say, look, Yanka owes us money. He had land, you took the land, so you, now these assets need to be paid. Used to pay others. Okay. So Reuben, Shimon, Levi, when did they buy the land? Because if they, whoever bought first is more protected. Okay, he can say to the creditor, look, I bought first. The land I bought first, I left land by Yankel and Shemazel. At the time of bought, I left him land. So therefore, since I bought first, you can't go to me. Okay? You go to the guy who bought last. Problem is, both Reuben, Shimon, Levi all bought. We look at their documents; they all bought on the same day. So we don't know who bought first and be protected, and who bought last and is not protected. We don't know because it's all got written the same day. So we say to Shimon, Levi, look, tell me, which one of you are first? So they all put their hands up. We were first. You can't be all first. No, we were first. One of you is liar. No matter, I'm not the liar, he's the liar. And they all say that. You're lying. And said, no, I'm first. Lucas says I'm first. Shimon says I'm first. Levi says I'm first. All saying first. One of them is telling you, Sabbath will tell you a lie. So what do we do in such a situation? Because the creditors can only take from the guy who's last. And everyone's saying, we're not that guy. So now, we're in the din term. Creditors are saying, we're owed money. The buyers are saying, yes, you're owed money, but you can't take from us because we're number ones. And to take from us, we have to be last ones. And therefore, what do we do now? How are we going to pass them? Yeah? So how are we going to pass in that situation? That's the question I'm testing everybody. We're in the basin. We've got Mark Logan's between two parties. One side of the coin of three buyers saying, can't come to collect debts from us because we bought first and we're protected. And we got on the other side of the table, the creditors saying, we are owed money and money needs to be paid on this land. Yeah? So what we're going to do under that scenario? We're going to pass it. So, the answer is, whenever you have a sofik, whenever you have a sofik in China's of money, they've got a rule which we always use. And that is, Hamotzi Mechaber Olamai. The one who's a muktzik can keep it until the one who wants to take it away from the one who's muktzik. The one who wants to take it away from the muktzik, he has to prove, and of course he can't prove, then he's going to lose. So, here's the question. Who is considered the muktzik? And who is considered mutzik? The one muktzik doesn't can sit back comfortably and just watch the proceedings. The one's mutzik has to bring proof, and he's going to be stuck in not being proof, he's going to be. So who's called mutzik? Who's called mutzik? We've got a group of buyers who are working the land, newly acquired land, they're working there. And we've got creditors who want to collect their debts, which have been long time debts, even before the buyers came in on the scene, their debts were around. So who's called Mosuk and who's called Mosuk?
Mark Locus.
Yeah. Why is it Mark Locus? Because you can look at it in two ways. Yeah. It will look in a Balabashish way. Yeah. And we'll expect it longer. Two ways, Balabashish. Who's called Mosuk and who's Mosuk? Who's holding and who's trying to take away? On the one hand, if you just look who's physically in the fields, in the land, at the moment, who's working them, who's physically working them at the moment? The buyers. So they seem to be the ones holding it, and you're the creditors are trying to take it away from them. So the pastors, the mustard, if you look at this, the facts on the ground, you think the mustard are the buyers, and the creditors have to bring their eyes. Okay? There's another way to look at it. Other way to look at it, who was first on the scene in history, time-wise, that had some sort of connection of, some sort of right on the land? Who was first on the scene to get right on the land? In the time-wise?
The creditors.
So if the creditors were first on the scene to actually have some sort of connection to those lands, and the buyers were only seconds trying to take away that connection, then on the you, so who's more sick? According to time-wise, I would say the ones who were definitely first are called more sick, the ones that we know were there first, which are called creditors, because they were first, and the buyers who are trying to destroy that right are called trying to be mostly take away the rights which they had in time. So therefore, that way of looking at it, I would say, who's more sick? If that way of looking at it, I would say, the creditors are more sick. Okay. So there's two ways to look at it. Who's called more sick? Maybe I have to bring a right. In fact, like you said, there's a Mark Locus, who's showing it. Sefer Thomas says that we go by time-wise. Time-wise, the one who's first there is called more sick. And therefore, going to the Sefer Thomas, there is called, the creditors are called more sick. And therefore, they are being able to claim and take their debt. They can take from Reuben, Shimon, Levi. All of them can lose their fields, according to whoever is the creditor for the first field and for the second field. They will have to hand it over, because the buyers have no protection until they've proven they've got protection. It means they have to prove that they were first, and they won't be able to prove they're first because they've got no witnesses and they've just got this document which doesn't prove anything, because it's the same thing. So therefore they just have to give everything over. Right? The creditors take everything according to their thing. Which is what the Gemara says. Very good. Well, that's what the Gemara says. However, there is an opinion called the Rabban. The Rabban says, no, we don't look at time-wise who's called Muslim. We look at who's physically there, and who's trying to take them out of being physically there? Who's physically there at the moment?
Right.
The bias, the devil, the ones who try to move, take them physically out, they're called Moses. I mean, the credit doesn't matter. So if the credit is the one who moves them out at all, they have to bring proof who was lost, and they can't bring proof who's lost, so they can't take any of them away. They're stuck, they can't take nothing. And then that's where we left off, that kind of abundance, and then we've got a problem, because that doesn't fit with the gospel, because the master says, you can take. And according to this, you say you won't be able to take. Okay.
You just clarify a few small things for me. When you come to the last person, if he doesn't have enough effort, can you go to the one above him, or you've only got the last person to deal with?
That's you. You're only allowed to go to the last one, and then use him totally up. If you've still got money owed after that, then you can go to the second loss at that stage.
Right.
Okay. You can't start the second loss until the last one has been.
So that's what I want to do. What is the. So when you go to doctor with the state, the 26th of Louisiana of Pesha, why do you think that they all together, 36th of Pesha in one day, and they all came on that day?
But it's not true, because one bought in the building. What does it mean, bought? I'll show you. Like, he gets a piece of paper. It says, I own Yerushalayim Fields over here, and I'm selling it to you, Ruvain. Yaakov says, I'm selling it to you, Ruvain. On the 26th, he signs. Yes, he signs at the bottom. And then he gives it over in the morning to Ruvain. Okay?
Right.
Now, at what time does now, who owns it now? 10 o'clock in the morning. He gives it over. 10:01. Who now owns it at 10:01?
Reuben.
Okay. Has Yankov still got other two fields? At 10:01?
Yes,
so then Reuben's on the block. He did the same thing with Shimon at 11 o'clock. And he did it with Levi at 12. So therefore, Reuben came first in such a case. Shimon came second. And Levi comes first. But we won't be able to know that because of the document. It doesn't say what time you bought it. Doesn't write what time you bought it.
We should put the time to turn on.
And there's toasters, Ain Coast and Shars, El of Yerushalayim. You don't write time when it was bought. Only in Yerushalayim, the Minhag was the right what time it was bought. Only the date. But now we're stuck. We don't know who came first. Someone came first. Someone came second. Someone came third.
Can I ask you a question according to Rambam? If the debt owed was greater than the sum of the three fields, would it make any difference then? In other words, the three fields add up to $10,000, and this guy owed $20,000. So does it actually make a difference, Cuthbert? He needs to get more, he needs to take all
three. Correct. There won't be a difference in such a case.
So the Rambam would agree.
Of course, if the whole debt covers all the fields, then whatever way you look at it, he's entitled to all the fields, because doesn't matter who's first, second, last, then it's going to get.
But they have to deceive themselves right now.
Doesn't matter if they argue, who cares, because they all have to pay, because they, all their fields have to be used to pay the credit. Because even when you pay or use all the fields, still money loans under your scenario. Because if the whole thing was, you owe $1 million, the whole property, Yerushalayim, B'nai Brak, and Bet Shemesh all together was $600,000. So of course, all of it has to be used to pay the debt. And there's still a shortfall of $400,000. So there's no sign of such a case. We're not talking about a scenario like that. We're talking about a scenario where there's enough in one or maybe two of the fields to cover all the debt, and therefore someone is protected, and that someone is not, all of them are saying, I'm that someone. That's the scenario we're talking about.
Yes, but there's still much more than the distance, because three people claim it. So I don't care if you want $1 million. You want me only $1. Why do you need to take first? I would like to take first. Who will come first to collect from them?
Okay, you're doing more complicated stuff. Okay.
The owner of the field,
originally, Yankel. Yankel
Shemazov, yes. According to the first opinion, although it's a Shumer opinion.
Yes,
Hefer Shumer. Hefer Shumer. Yankel will be a thief as well. It's true that the lender had a lien on the field before it was sold, there were mutters in the field. Then how can.
They could have to sell. He's allowed to sell.
It's not a thing. It's not
on his own.
He's not paying permission.
No, no. He's selling, because even when you have a hold on the property because you lent on it, it doesn't mean it stops the owner from selling. It just means whenever it gets sold, that hold is still there and you'll be able still to collect. That's what it is. Okay. So that's about those who showed it. And we say the Gemara says clearly, like the Sefer Jummas, the Gemara says clearly that the creditors can collect, and the Gemara clearly is saying the ones Musduk is the creditors, and the ones who are trying to have to bring proof are the buyers, and that's a pure riot to the creditors. So the problem, we've got a problem. Okay, we've got a problem with that. Should have done one. Okay. So now, here's the big question of today's show. Something new to think about, but not necessarily new information to answer the question. What does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold that the creditors are also? Or does Rashi hold that the buyers are also? What is Shitta's Rashi? Okay, not yet. You must read Rashi. You can read Rashi in a minute. First, you have to have Hatzoma in a certain subject of Rashi, which we already discussed, yes, in order to then read Rashi and get the answer to this question. Okay. So we're going to now discover what does Rashi hold. Yeah? Because for us here, and what's important is Rashi. So, what does Rashi hold? At the moment, I have no way of answering it. I can get string a dreidel for this kid's sake. And find out what Rashi holds. Okay, that's what I can do at the moment. No information really that I can answer. So now we're going to discover this. Okay. So now we have to think a bit deeper. Maybe a bit deeper. And say, okay, very good. This Machlokes, who's Muslim, I understand. Machlokes, look at it time wise, you look at who's there physically. That's the Balabatish way of saying it. Now, but what's the reasoning why you look at it? Time-wise, and why you look at it, not time-wise, you look at it physically. Why? Why do you look at it in different glasses? Why are you wearing different glasses? Yeah. So, that we explained right at the end of this year last time. You have different glasses on his glasses. You look at it time-wise, you look at who's physically there. Why? Because you have different ways of understanding what the Rabbanon did. Rabbanon said the first guy who buys is protected. That's what they said. You two have different ways of explaining what did the Rabbanon do. Because you have different ways of explaining what the Rabbanon did, you came out and say, I look in time-wise, I look in who's physically there. But the reason why you came to that conclusion because you have different ways in explaining what the Rabbanon did. Okay. So, what are the two ways of explaining this one statement of Rabbanon? Not the first guy is protected, you cannot go to him. He bought first, he's protected. What's the two ways of explaining that statement? That was discussed before. That's another question. So what are the two ways of explaining that statement?
So the first guy could be the
you, number one guy who bought fields, first, it's protected. That's what the Rabbanon said. Now, there's the two ways of understanding what the Rabbanon did.
Because one he could say, there were still other fields available.
Both of them he could say, there's still fields available. Fine. So, you bought first, you're protected, because there's still fields available. Fine. So now, what did the Rabbanon do? When they say, you're protected, what did they do? Rabbanon said, protected. What did they do?
It's a
Takana. How did the Takana work? What do they do? So, we're making a Takana, you're protected, and therefore this is what we're going to do. How? What did they do when they said how? What happened? The Rabbanon. This is all Rabbanon. You're first, you're protected, how? Therefore. So exactly. What did they do with the power?
They remove the shibud or the kind of lean
away. One way is saying you have the creditor has a hold on this property until you came along, Mr. Buyer. Since you're number one, we're taking away the creditor's rights. No more creditor's rights for this. You're protected now, because there's no creditor's rights for this. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking is the parallels. What's the other way of looking at it? They didn't take away the credit of the rights. So how you protect it? They didn't take away the creditor who can take things away from you, Mr. Buyer. They didn't take his rights. So how you protect it? The thing number one, buyer, they didn't take it away. No, you can still protect you. How do they protect you?
They moved the rights to another field.
No, they didn't move anything. What did they do? Have you ever played Monopoly? Have you ever throw a dice and say, oh no, one, I've got seven. One, two, three, four. Uh-oh. I fell into
jail.
Ay, ay, ay. Now, can I continue the game? I'm in jail. Can I continue the game? How do I get out of jail? How do I get out of jail? So, how can I get out of jail? Now, do you remember in Monopoly, there is in the middle of the board, there's different cards.
Get out of jail free
card. Ah, oh, get out of jail free card. Oh, produce the get out. I'm a jail, don't worry. Get out of free, I can get out of me. I can get out. Special card given to me by the masters of the game. Ah, oh, very good. So this way of Rabbanon coming along saying, you walked first, you're protected, but we're not taking the creditor's rights. He can still got rights, but you're still protected. How are you protected? Because we give you a card.
Can't come to me long.
A card. We give you a card, and if a creditor comes to you, when you can, because you've got rights, just wave the card. What does it say on the card?
Can't come to me long until everybody else is
gone.
Says, I bought first, I left land by the smuggle Yankala, so you can't go to me first. Special dispensation from Rabbanon. You have to listen to Rabbanon, they're in charge. Okay, you've got the right to, but the Rabbanon are holding them off on actually using them yet. That's a special card. That's the second way of looking. Understand the two ways of looking? Okay. So, the Rabban said, the Rabban's power was no more creditors' rights. They lost it. Because you bought first, there's nothing of the creditor there. So who's master?
One.
If there's no creditor, who's now master? He bought, who's master? The buyer? You want to prove that guy is? He's physically there, and he bought first. If he bought first, you're nothing, Mr. Creditor. If you bought first, you're nothing. You have to prove that he's not first. You have to prove you're not nothing. That's the Ramban. Sefer Tshuva says, no, they never took the creditor's rights away. The power was not like that. All it was a special card to the first buyer to hold up on payment. Comes the creditors. Hold on. I know money. I've got rights. Everyone agrees I've got rights. In all the fields, I've got rights. The only way you can stop me if you've got a card. Have you got a card? Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, what do they say? Have they got that card? What do they claim? Got the card. So produce it. Show me. If you show me, then you'll stop me. Can you show me? Can you show me that you want the card and not Shimon?
No.
No? So until you show me the card, I'm going to go into the field and go day and night taking everything I like until you show me that card. And you can't. Because the Reuben, Shimon, and Levi can't prove they got this card. That's the safe of choice. Okay? Now. Now we see, what does Rashi hold? So, what did Rashi learn was the Takana? We saw Rashi in Kesuvos, and Rashi said, what was the wording of the Takana according to Rashi? Rashi said, it's not a takana for economic reasons to help the economy or help people do favors. That's true. But Rashi says it's a specific wording of the Takana. What was the wording of the Takana according to Rashi?
Not fair.
What?
Not fair.
It's not fair. That's the wording of the Takana. What's not fair? What was the specific not fair of Rashi wording? What was not fair? What's the buyer saying? It's not fair to collect for me. I'm number one. It's not fair. Why is it not fair? Why was it not fair? What was he saying? The creditor comes, says, give me the field, and he says, I'm number one. It's not fair. Why is it not fair? Because I left by Yankulish the muscle who owes you the money. Field. Go to him. Go to him. He's the guy who owes you money. I don't. I just got his field. Go to the guy who actually owes money. And he's got money. I left. Okay. If that's the wording of the Tukana, we had a question. That wording of the Tukana is only if Yankala has got field to bet, then it's not fair. But if Yankala has nothing left, then you can't say it's not fair. So you still have a Tukana. If Yankala has got nothing left, then you can't say it's not fair. You have no Tukana. So if he sold everything, then it doesn't matter if you're first, we still can go to you. And it's not true, because the Gemara says, even if you sold everything, if you were the first, you're protected. Why? According to Rashi, you're only protected if you can say it's not fair, and that's only if Yankala's got field. He hasn't got field, you can't say that. So you've got no Tukana. That was our question. Okay. So now, we want to put the two together. We've got a question on Rashi. How is there Takana when there's no fields left? You can only have a Takana if there's Yankala's got. That was our question. We want to answer that question with this question. What does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold that the Takana of Pau was like the Ramban, taking away the credit is right? Or was the Lashon of the Takana, or the Takana of Pau, the Takana was a get out of jail card? What was it? I said, how can you answer this? Simply, one of these ways will answer the question of how is there Takana according to Rashi, even if everything of Yankala is sold. If you learn one of these ways, you've got an answer to that question. If you learn the other way, you have no answer. So obviously, one of these ways has to be Rashi's way, and then he avoids the question on him. I repeat the question on him. He says the wording of the Takana is, you are protected, number one, because you can say it's not fair because I left by Yankala Nochosin for you to collect. Go to Yankala. He's the guy who owes you money. So he says, then there shouldn't be no Takana if Yankala's got nothing left. And we know there is. Even if Yankala sold everything, number one guy is still protected. That's our question. Which way, therefore, does Rashi learn in the Pau in order to answer that question?
Rambam.
Give everyone time to think.
No, I didn't hear why.
Okay.
We know according to the way the Gemara learns, or
no, according to this logic. This logic. Let's go step by step. If we say the power. The Tana, the Rabbana, how it works, how they took away the creditors' rights. Why did they take it away? Because you got the wording of the Tana. What's the wording of the Tana? Russia's got wording of the Tana, and because of the wording of the Tana, how? What's the wording of the Tana? Because you bought number one, and now, as you bought, you can go to Yanka and get the Yanka the Shemazel land because you still got, because you bought number one. You've got a Takana. Pow! What's mean pow? According to the Ramban, they took away
the creditor's rights.
Took away the creditor's rights.
Oh, you can hit.
they took away from him, there's no creditor's rights on the land he bought. Now, suddenly, Yankala then sells all his nechosim, and it all disappears now, and now, in theory, Reuven, the first buyer, has no tefoda. Does suddenly the creditor's rights go come back? Or once it disappears, it disappears. Can they come back? If the Chazal took it away, can they suddenly come back for no reason? You had rights, Hefka, Beiske, and Hefka, no more rights. Because we've got a reason. Then the next week, the reason disappears. Do they suddenly come back? What do you think? You got a reason, and Chazal says, good reason. Hefka, Beiske, and Hefka, because of that reason, no more rights, creditors, disappears. No monthly rights. Next week, things change, time change, things change, new scenario. The reasoning for taking those rights has no longer applicable. Do suddenly come back now the creditor rights? Or once it's gone, it's gone. Yeah. Once it's gone, it's gone. To come back, you have to make a new scenario, new reason, but there's no reason to put it back. Once it's gone, it's gone. Disappears. You had good reason. You had rights. Reason to take away the credit, right? Have to pay them no more. Okay, a week later, that reason disappeared, but they're not going to come back. What's it going to go? So therefore, the question of Rashi is our question. Because we said, you bought first, your reasoning was good because Yankel got. So therefore, but now, 10 weeks later, Yankel got nothing, so the reason is not. So therefore, the question should come to you. The answer is, creditors can't come to you once those rights were taken away, now they don't come back. Even the reasoning is disappeared. Everyone understands that. But if the POW is not taking away rights, just a card, play this card, calls mum, you've got this card, if you've got this card, produce it, you can stop him. Don't go out of the house without the card, because you may be passed on, and then you've got no way of protection. Yes? Always have this card with you, sew it onto your jacket, otherwise, if you don't, they're going to get you, have it the whole time. If so, you have to have it the whole time. And yes, I had it in the first week when Yankala still had nechosim. I had the card. But 2 weeks later, Yankala's got no nechosim. The card, I've got the card anymore. Because the card says only if Yankala's got nechosim. I haven't got any more. He hasn't got nechosim. I've got no card. I can't produce it. So that everyone should come to, even though you're number one, you still should come to Kasha Rashi because the card says they can't come to. So according to Rashi's wording of the card, who must be hold like? Not hold, that must like the bum, that the power of the card, the power of the Sukkot was no more right, Parker finished with the creditors, had no rights to punish over here, then it doesn't matter what in history now, what happens afterwards. They've lost it. And therefore you're protected always, even if your reasoning is this bit, you're still protected. And that fits with the command. So Rashi must hold, like the Ramban, that power is, you disappeared. If so, if that's Rashi's system, now forget about the other system, because now we've said this is Rashi. Rashi holds that the corner was power, no more rights to credit. You're protected, number one guy. If so, who's Mossuk in the eyes of Rashi now? Who's Mossuk? The buyers are Mossuk! So our question on the Ramban is now a question on Rashi. If the buyers are Mossuk, so why does the Gemara say you can take the field from all of them, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi? You can take it. All three buyers say, I'm number one, you can't take from me, and you get nothing to your pockets, the creditors. Because we're all nothing. You get nothing, because we're all one. You have to prove that we're not one. So the culture is not only on the bum, it's on Rashi. Read Maranoka number 1 and Rav Nochum. Rav Nochum over here. Over here. You've got everyone's got?
Yeah.
Hey. The wedding. Number 1. Rav Nochum, he says, Yesh Zayin, Lepilis Rashi. Number 1 on the paper, but it says 1. You got 1 on the side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yesh Zayin, Lepilis Rashi. What's the Rashi? Ma time, why do we say to Kulon Nichmas and Tachmarin that all the buyers have to pay? Why do all the buyers have to pay? How is the condition? What is on after the Mokum Nibbos? I, the first guy, can say, I'm protected. You can't come to me. Lichno Gajrak, I mean, you always push them to other people. But I've got the only one that didn't appear in the condition. And here, we don't know who's number one. Ma, but, misophically, how we lay, we should say, Hamotzi, Mechabero, Olof, Haraya, and none of the five should have to pay anything! That's the kasha on Rashi. It's a kasha on Rashi. It's a kasha on the man. The command says you do have to pay. According to them, they're Muslims, they don't need to pay. So what's the answer? Let's see how the Ramban answers it. The Ramban actually answers the question himself. Look at number 2. He says a very simple balabatish answer. Halachic fantasy. It says like this. Lo chashinam dimo kosev amosel zeh vo kosev amosel zeh. We're not choshish that if they got the same date, we're not choshish that they bought at different times. We're not choshish that one bought in the morning and one bought in the afternoon and one bought in the afternoon. We're not choshish. We assume if they got the date, we assume it all happened at exactly the same time.
Not us anymore.
We assume if it's the same date, they all happened at the same time. So no one was present. Huh? Okay?
Unbelievable.
If you want to be first, you have to go against our assumption. Our assumption is same day, you're all together. Now, that's a good answer. Does Rashi hold of that answer? Let's go to Rashi now. Look inside Rashi. Does Rashi hold of that answer? Rashi Dibra Maskul. Hashta. Remember, 4 lines up from where the lines get wide. In Rashi, there's 4 lines up from there, in the thin lines, Hashta. Everyone's got a Hashta?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of that. Hashta. The Gimel Tikkur Meimel Chatan Day Kotan. With 3 guys who have the same date, the Gemara says, maybe one of them came first. So Rashi says, Zeh lock up the boker, this one bought in the morning, Va'alushnayim the Erev. And the other 2 in the evening. And therefore he can claim, that guy in the morning can claim, I came first. Amata nich the tata palim, all of them have to pay. Hoyobay nikke vishta, hameka vilokok vishta. Because we don't know who bought first. What does Rashi imply? The answer of that was, no one bought first. Because they've got the same date, no one bought first. Does Rashi fit with that set wording? Because what does Rashi say? There's definitely one bought first. We don't know who bought first.
Yeah.
So now, Rashi's saying there's definitely one bought first. Hoyo Bay Nikrishah, Mechami Loka Rishon. We don't know who bought first, but there's definitely one bought first. According to the Ramban, no one bought first. We haven't got the answer, Ramban. So we've got Akasha on Rashi. If one bought first and you don't know, then you're Mosek buyers and you should, none of you pay. Let's see the answer. Look at number three. There's a Gemara in Sfilbis that says the following. Number three, Aleph. Hey, Nifraim, Menachosim, Meshabudim, Bemokim, Shiesh, Nachosim, Bedei, Karnak. You can't go to the first guy. Because he left. By Yanka, the Shabbat, he left Yanka, Nachosim. By Abila, Oyu, Bedei, Karnak, Zaburus, even if what he left by Yanka is rubbish, you have to go to Yanka. But Shabbudim, Bedei, it is, Bedei, Shabbat, Meshabudim, Nachosim. Doesn't matter, if the buyers took the best, they left by Yankala. Rubbish! You have to go to Yankala! Because they were first! You have to go to Yankala, not fair. However, says the Gemara, Nishtatfu b'nei Chorim. If suddenly there's a big fire and burnt down all of Yankala's possessions, Torah finish a Muslim, then what? Yankala lost all his possessions because of a fire? He's got nothing left? Then you can go to the buyers. Now you can go to buyers. Okay? Why can you go to the buyers if there's a fire? Why? When Reuben bought the fields, he left by Yankel and Shemazel. He left. He's got the corner. What's the Tokona say? Ciao! No more rights to the, no more rights at all to the creditors. Okay. Fire came a week later and consumed everything of Yankel.
Well, there's no second and third anymore. There's only one person now.
Does it come back?
Yes, because they can get out of jail.
Get out of jail
for, that's what
he's talking about. No, according to Rashi,
no.
So the guy has, because of POW, no more rights. Nothing should come back.
Right.
So even if there's a fire next week,
so
what? You can't come to him.
Maybe we can get Rashi out, but Rashi said that there's a pretense that they
were... Nothing should come back. Why you can go to him? Nothing, once he lost, he can't come back. So why you come back? If he's lost it, pow, lost. Then a new thing happened next week. That Yanka there now had a fire, nothing left. There's no difference than Yanka is selling everything next week and nothing should come back to Reuben. So what's the difference? What's the difference between a fire, that's a whole fire, now you can go, why? If Yanka has sold it next week, you can't go to Reuben. But if Yanka had a fire, you can go to Reuben. What's the difference? Pow! Finished! You can't go back. What's the difference?
You can be first and then more than one. You can't be first, so you won't.
I was first.
Yeah, but there's no second and
third. So what? But if the logic is, as soon as I first, I got to Connor, because I left, my younger Shemata, I left him land, you're protected, because you were first. Protection means pow! No, the credit says you're finished, no right. So you've got no rights, next week fire, the creditors want to come to you, you've got no rights, sorry, there's no rights, sorry, you've got no rights.
You first
and
finished
there,
only protects you in terms of you're the last of the line.
No! The whole reason of Rashi was nothing to do with the other fire. The whole reason of Rashi was, I bought, I left my Yankala, now there's no rights! So why can you do it? There's no rights, because there's a fire, there's no rights. So what's the reason it comes back? And alive, we see from this Gemara that they made another Tekona. We took it the right, we took the creditors' rights away, but if there's a fire, now the creditors got nowhere to go, then we put the creditors' rights back, if there's nowhere to go. If they got still somewhere to go, we don't put it back. But if they got nowhere to go, it's not fair now. Creditors, you were first, Tucker. So then, if you got nowhere to go, we'll make another Tekona and we'll make it come back. But only when you got nowhere to go. So says the Ran, a gorgeous stuff in Rashi over here, by us. Then, the end. Of the first line of base, three base, end of the line. It is high note after the dot. Dafka the Eshelitas Vrecharim, we only lost your right, creditors, when you got somewhere else to go. Hello, Ochi, go to Shulam. But if you got nowhere to go, creditor rights come back. Even though you had somewhere to go initially, and you lost it then, but you still get it back. When you got to the, at the end of the day, you got nowhere to go, you get it back. So, Hochi Nami, so here was the Nagamora. Kivus Yes and Nicholas Klau, since, in our case, when all of them, Reuben, Shimon and Levi, are all saying we're number one, and we're all Gnostic. Okay, what's the result? If Reuben, Shimon and Levi, look at my face. If Reuben, Shimon and Levi, all of them who bought, say we're number one, and we say that you got no rights, if all of them, and you have the proof, so where can they go? Have they got anywhere to go? The buyer, and the creditors got anywhere to go? If all of them say we're number one, and all of them are Gnostic, so have the creditors got somewhere to go? No. So therefore, says the Rambam, see, if you've got nowhere to go, halachically, so then the Chazal say, put a tekona and say, all your creditors' rights come back. It's like burning the fields. You've got nowhere to go, then all your rights come back. So therefore, taking over from all three fields, all three of them, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi have to all pay, even though they're Muslim, even though they're Muslim, and you don't have God first, but because the result of that, they got the creditors got nowhere to go, Chazal put their rights back in all three fields. And that's what's up in us.
You know, it's very interesting because from beginning, you could ask you one question which you did not ask. It was obvious question. These things which...
Next week, I just said it was Monday, Wednesday, and...